This Sunday is the 18th Sunday after Pentecost. The psalm of the day is Psalm 111. The scripture readings for this Sunday are the Old Testament reading taken from the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 1 to 19. The epistle is from Paul's second letter to Timothy, chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. And the Holy Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Pastor Magruder is basing today's sermon on the gospel reading for this Sunday from St. Luke. He will read that for you now. Here is the Reverend David Magruder with the sermon for this Sunday titled, Thank You.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter, beginning with the 11th verse. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Amen. Sin is leprosy of the soul, a spiritual leprosy. It's a deep contamination, a systemic corruption of our humanity that affects everything we think, do, or say. And it makes us unclean before God. It isolates and divides us from other people, often those with whom we are close. It flares and spreads like wildfire or like a lurking disease that can lie dormant and then flare up in an instant when brought in contact with God's law. The law of God amplifies sin. It doesn't cure it. It amplifies it, causing sin to be utterly sinful beyond measure. Now, we are all born with this leprosy of the soul. We inherited it from our parents and humanity's first parents. Like David confessed in Psalm 51, we are conceived and born in sin. There's no avoiding it. The tiny baby, the helpless newborn, may be, for the moment, symptom-free, but not without sin. The disease is there, latently lurking, waiting opportunistically for that first defiant no, that temper tantrum, that outburst of tears, not of hunger or thirst or need, but just to let you know and the whole grocery store that they are the center of the universe. We confess, along with the Apostle John, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we say we have no sin, we are in denial. If we say that we have not sinned, we defy the diagnosis of the divine physician whose law calls us sinner. Should you have any doubt over whether you are infected by this spiritual leprosy, here are some of the symptoms: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, envy, drunkenness, gossip. These are laid out for us in God's Word. Now, do you have any questions? Any of us left out? If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. We could go on with the list with greed, division, strife, lust, pride, coveting, neglect of prayer, neglect of God's Word, neglect of our neighbor. The symptom list is long. We have the disease. We know it. You and I are as unclean as those 10 lepers on the road between Samaria and Galilee. And that inborn and actual sin has isolated us like leprosy did for those men. It has driven a wedge between us and God. Do you feel it at times? That distance of God? That sense of alienation, of not knowing, of wondering if he is actually real and present? Sin has done that. And it's driven a wedge between us and those around us, between husband and wife, parent and child, neighbor and neighbor, citizens, humanity. It's in the hard words we say and the wicked thoughts we think and the violence that is so endemic in our world. There is no cure for the disease in this world. Oh, you might be able to mask the symptoms so others don't see, but there is no cure. And the disease is fatal. The wages of sin is death, the Bible says. This leprosy not only disfigures humanity, but destroys it. Now, there is one who has the cure. He is the cure. He is the one to whom the lepers cried out from a distance, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And he did. From a distance, without even a touch, just his word, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Cleansed by nothing more than the words from the lips of Jesus. Cleansing words that are spirit and life. Words filled with his blood that he would shed as he became sin for us on the cross. He becomes infected with our disease, and by his wounds we are healed. Those 10 lepers caught a foretaste of that healing to come on the road between Samaria and Galilee. They were, of course, very happy. Who wouldn't be? They could return home to friend and family and congregation, no longer having to cry out, "Unclean, unclean," for the word of Jesus made them clean. The priests would verify it. The town would rejoice. There would be parties and dancing and food and drink, a celebration. One stopped on the road and turned back. He ran up to Jesus and fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. He was a Samaritan. 10 out of 10 are healed. 1 out of 10 has faith. The Samaritan, not the Israelite, the foreigner, the outsider, the one who didn't belong with the other 9 except in their bonds of their leprosy. And Jesus commended his faith. "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has saved you." Now, this Samaritan would know whom to trust. Whenever he got sick with a cold, the flu, a cancer, and when he died. This Jesus, who cleansed his leprosy with nothing more than a word, is the source of every healing, every cleansing, and life itself. "I have come that they may have life," Jesus said in another place, "and have it abundantly." Eternal life overflowing. The leprosy of sin will one day have its way with you and me at our death. But Jesus always gets the last word. His word is the same word that washed you in your baptism, that justified and sanctified you in his name, that gave you his spirit, that forgives you. That same word of Jesus will raise you on his day, the last day, when he will come to you and say, "Rise, my brother, my sister, rise and come to me. Your faith has made you well. Your Jesus has saved you." St. Paul, in his letter to young Pastor Timothy, gives words to this faith that saves us. He wrote, "If we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself." And what can we say then this day and all the days that God gives us in this life? We take our cue from the Samaritan leper. How about turning around on your way and saying, "For all his gifts, thank you, Jesus. Amen." And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We confess our holy Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Father, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
The Collect for the Day. Let us pray. Almighty God, you show mercy to your people in all their troubles. Grant us always to recognize your goodness, give thanks for your compassion, and praise your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. Go in peace and serve the Lord.